now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace. In His flesh, He has made both groups one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances that He might create in Himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. I have a very simple message today. In the world, in our society, in our culture, in our human nature, in all that it means to be a fallen sinner, we have the unfortunate habit of separating ourselves off into us and them. Us, the good people, the right people, the people that everybody should want to be. Us, the people of God. Us, Methodists. Us. And them, the bad people, the people that no one would want to be or should want to be, them Baptists, them Church of Christ, them Presbyterians, them Roman Catholics, us, and them. We do it in every aspect of our living. Americans. Or, as it should be said, Americans. And them Chinese, Koreans, Russians, Iraqis, Palestinians, Lebanese, burners. It's spelt foreigners, but it's pronounced in Southernese, burners. Mexicans. Them people. Us and them. Us Southerners as opposed to them Yankees. Us whites, those blacks, us poor, those rich, us Democrats, those Republicans, or vice versa, as the case may be. Us and them. Us righteous, them unrighteous. Them sinners, us not sinners. I've never met any of the not sinner kind. Have you?
Nope.
My friends, in Christ Jesus, in our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross for our sins, in our God incarnate in human flesh, there is no room for us and them. There is no room for us and them because there is only one group, fallen sinners in need of God's grace. My friends, it's a very simple message. There is no us and them in the body of Christ. There are simply sinners in need of God's grace. Well, that's fine, Greg. I don't disagree with that. I think that's good. But we really need to start separating ourselves off from certain kinds of sinners. The ones who are the really flashy kinds of sinners. Them drinkers. Them smokers, them people who defraud others and work for Enron and that kind of thing. Them folk who are military contractors making weapons for evil war. Them homosexuals, them adulterers, them liars, them cheats, them thieves. Well, last time I looked, sin is sin is sin is sin is sin is sin. And in front of God, you can be as bad as Saddam Hussein or as good as Mother Teresa. It doesn't matter. You're both sinners in need of God's grace. Amen. It doesn't matter your race, your gender. Doesn't matter your ethnicity, your economic background, your cultural background, your religious background. Last time I looked, everybody has red blood and needs the blood of Jesus. Paul said it clearly in the letter to the Ephesians. So clearly, I don't need to add much more. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two or three or four or more, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross. Not just reconcile them, not just reconcile them evil, awful sinners, not just reconcile them Democrats, not just reconcile them Baptists, not just reconcile them Republicans, not just reconcile them whatever, but reconcile all of us. Us and them. And making us one. In other words, let me choose one of the most upfront and unavoidable, because you hear about it in the news all the time, upfront and unavoidable sins that people are talking about constantly today. The only way that we and homosexuals are going to get to heaven is by being reconciled through the cross of Jesus Christ to God. In other words, we get there by grace, not because we're good, not because we're straight, not because we have the right parentage or the right background or the right employment or the right denomination or the right whatever. We get there because of God's grace. Everyone gets there. If they get there, by God's grace. You can't earn your way into heaven, either by doing good works or by changing who you are. If God's going to change you, God's going to change you. I am a sinner, and I'm amazed at how God has changed me. The things that I used to want to do, I sometimes, praise God, find myself not doing, not even wanting to do them. God has sent His grace to transform my life, but that came after my salvation. That came after I said yes. That came after I expressed faith in Jesus Christ. God began to transform and sanctify me. And what little progress I have made, and it's a very little progress, my friends, compared to God's majesty, it's zero. What little progress I have made because of God's grace. Not because of anything I have done. If it were up to me, whoopee! We'd be having some real fun sinning. No, because of God's grace, God has changed me. God has transformed me. And I think you could say the same thing. Only because of God's grace, we have changed. And you know what? It's the same for everybody. Us and them. I don't care who the them is. Through the cross, God has made us one in Jesus. Through the cross, through the grace, through the blood of our Savior Jesus Christ, through the sacrifice that He made on the cross almost 2,000 years ago, us and them are made one in Jesus. So it doesn't matter your background. Doesn't matter your ethnicity, doesn't matter your gender, doesn't matter your denominational identification, doesn't matter your nationality, doesn't matter your racial ethnicity, doesn't matter, you all have red blood and are in need of the blood of Jesus. And through the cross, by the power of God's grace, both of us, us and them, have been reconciled to God. Give thanks and praise to God that it's not through what we do, but through what Christ did on the cross. It's not through who we are, because if it's what we do and who we are, we can just get up and leave. Because we're not getting there by our own strength, by our own power, by our own ability. It's because of who Christ is and because of what Christ did on the cross that anyone is reconciled to God. My friends, give thanks and praise to God that in Him, in Jesus, we have our reconciliation. And God has reconciled us to Himself. Reconciliation means that He is going to take us and change us. We need to be ready for it. But we should recognize this us and them business has got to end. We are one in Christ.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church of Sigelville, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 101 South Kaufman Street, Sigelville, Texas, 75159. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.